Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. These are God's words. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Amen." So the 11 go to Galilee, where they were supposed to meet Jesus. And it says that when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. A very extraordinary thing. These, some of the 11 who are doubting, Jesus tells them almost immediately, go make disciples of all the nations. They aren't even sure of him, of his resurrection, of the accepted atonement in our behalf, of the arrival of the kingdom. And he's telling them, make disciples of all nations. Well, I said almost immediately. Because in between their doubting and his saying, as you go into all the nations, or going therefore into all the nations, make disciples. Or as you go, therefore, sorry, make disciples of all the nations. Make disciples is the command. Before he says it, he says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. This is an extraordinary statement. Because they've been expecting since the baptism of John, Jesus' cousin, that Jesus would pour out the Holy Spirit. Remember, even in our memory verse this week from Acts 11, then I remembered how he said, is that what it is? And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So they are expecting to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is poured out from heaven, this statement lets them know who it is who did it. Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. And it's by his authority and by his Spirit that they would be able to make disciples. Now, what they did not expect is that they would be baptizing. Because John had baptized with water, and he said, Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit, and also with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And you remember the tongues of fire that came down upon the apostles the day of Pentecost. But in the middle of Jesus' ministry, they were challenged, saying, the Pharisees baptize, and John and his disciples baptize, but you don't baptize. Why aren't you baptizing? So, from earlier in the ministry, they didn't expect to be baptizers. They thought that Jesus' baptism from heaven with the Holy Spirit, that would be the baptism in Christianity, and the rite. Because it's Jesus, when he pours out his Spirit, it's Jesus who is with them as they make disciples and teach them to obey all that he commanded. It's Jesus who helps them to preach. It's Jesus who helps them to teach. It's Jesus who gives the hearer life to believe. It's Jesus who gives faith. It's Jesus who enables us to do all that he has commanded. And he does all of that by his Spirit. That's the baptism that matters. That's the baptism that we need. When someone says, can you go to heaven without being baptized? I say, absolutely not. And they're worried that I'm one of those heretics, that actually there's a lot of them that live around our church and in the area we live in. Because they think I'm talking about water. But water is not the primary Christian baptism. The Holy Spirit is the primary Christian baptism. But because we are doubters, because we forget that it's the authority of Jesus in heaven to pour out the Spirit and the authority of Jesus on earth by his Spirit carrying out his work, that is what all of being made a disciple and learning to do, learning to keep all that Jesus has commanded us, and that and when Jesus does that in us by his Spirit, it's not just his Spirit who is with us long distance and Jesus is waiting to be with us again when he returns. But in two ways. First of all, Jesus is a divine person with a complete divine nature and a complete human nature. So he is with us by his Spirit because he and the Spirit are one, just as much as he and the Father are one. But he's also with us by his Spirit because even in his human nature, he was filled with the Spirit. And the same Spirit by whom he, in his divinity, sustained himself in his humanity for his entire earthly ministry, that's the same Spirit he gives you. And so there's a very close fellowship with the Jesus, the man, according to his human nature, that we have by his Holy Spirit, who ministers to us not just the omnipresence of Jesus in his divine nature, but even the nearness of our Redeemer, the God-man. And of course, you can't press that too far because it's heretical to draw too much of a distinction between the two natures. It's the person who acts according to each nature as is appropriate to the nature. And so baptism is very important. It's water baptism is very important. It's just what doubters need. When you are discouraged, when you don't feel like your Christian life is working, when you're worried that your faith might not be real, when you hear much of what Jesus has commanded us, or all of what Jesus has commanded us, and you feel like you've kept hardly any of it, when he seems distant and far, because your appreciation of his love and apprehension, that's the word, of his love, is nothing close to what his love actually is. For all of those things, he has given us a baptism on earth that corresponds to the baptism that he gives us from heaven. He pours out the Spirit from heaven, and he has commanded his church to pour out the water on earth, because he knows that all who come to faith in him will not have perfect faith and consistent faith, and must have the same encouragement that some of the 11 did in Galilee. You're not the first to doubt. And the Lord has given a remedy that worked for them. And by his Spirit, whom he pours from heaven, he makes the remedy effective to us. And we are strengthened to minister. When you're a mom or dad and you're worried your children are unconverted, or strengthened to minister if you get called to ministry of preaching or teaching in the church, or strengthened to minister to your brothers and sisters in the church as we speak the truth to one another in love. We're strengthened for ministering. We're strengthened for believing. We're strengthened for keeping all that he has commanded. And we're even strengthened for knowing his presence with us. So, can you go to heaven without water baptism? Yeah, you can. But you don't want to. Because the one who takes you to heaven by Spirit baptism has given you the water baptism to help you along the way. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that you'd help us to take this to heart. There's so little faith in us. And we don't hear much of the scriptural teaching on baptism. A lot of that is my fault, Lord, that I don't make more application to it. So forgive me and help me to correct this, and help us all by your Spirit to remember the pouring of the water. Every time we see it, Lord, help us to remember what you have done and are doing from heaven. and that it is you who are doing it on earth, and that you know our tendency to doubt, and that you've given us something to encourage us. Help us, Lord, to rejoice in your authority, to rejoice in your instruction, to rejoice in your power with us by your Spirit, to rejoice in your presence to us. Make us to know that you are with us. For we ask it in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.